There's so many different workout theories out there. And when you're starting to go down that rabbit hole of what type of workouts and theories should I be working with for my body type, my age group, and my goals, it's overwhelming. So I wanted to shed some light on everything, at least the most popular workout theories and trends, and put my two cents on there. And besides powerlifting, I think that's a little rough for the over 40 crowd. Pretty much all the rest of them, fine, within reason. So as long as you're recovering and it's something you like, I think it's fine. But let's just go down this rabbit hole together regardless. So if you're interested, stay tuned.
How's it going? This is Brad Williams with Over 40 Fitness Hacks, the podcast where I help you, being over 40, to fight the aging process without giving up your social life. I've been a personal trainer and gym owner for over 14 years, and I specialize in helping the over 40 crowd get to their goals.
If you need a little bit of guidance, check out my show notes. I have a link to schedule a free 15-minute Zoom call, and you can ask all the questions you want.
But enough of that. Let's get on with the episode.
So I've done a million episodes before about what I think are the best workouts, and I'll go down rabbit holes of just one specific type of workout theory, like strength training or functional training. But I wanted to do an episode where I just kind of spit it out there, all the different theories, and then do a quick recap of who I think should be doing these. So just going down the list, let's just name them all. So we have functional training, strength training or weight training, which all these are technically weight training. So those two are synonymous with each other. Then you have like the new techie gyms out there that are using like machines to focus more on time under tension. Then there's powerlifting. There's HIIT, high intensity interval training, metabolic workouts, and then body weight / calisthenics. So real quickly, functional training, that's more kind of like physical therapy, working on stuff that's hurting or to prevent any type of injuries. You're real focused on ankle strength, flexibility in your joints, knees, shoulders, anything that can prevent injury and give yourself a self-sustaining body to last. So weight training and strength training, I mean, both are the same. Weight training is strength training, but there comes a point when you're happy with your results and you're just maintaining. So I guess you would call that weight training because you're not really trying to gain any more strength. And then some people think strength training is powerlifting. That's totally separate. So weight training and strength training is pretty much the same thing. And then I just put in there the techie type gyms. That's more focused on really everything you do is put on these machines using the theory of time under tension. So you're slowing down the concentric movement and slowing down the eccentric movement. And you can use this philosophy on everything. And I'll get to that in a second. But they use computers to see how much power output you're putting. And it controls all the different variables. And then you get a report at the end. That's the new style that's coming out. So moving on to powerlifting, that is basically not just strength. People put strength and powerlifting together. Powerlifting is how strong and how fast you can move something. Think of like a football player lineman. There's strength athletes that can bench press more than a lineman in football can. Yet that lineman can throw that strength training person 20 yards out. And that's because of that theory, strength versus speed and how fast you can move someone. So powerlifting is totally different. I don't really recommend that one for over 40s, but people got to do what they got to do if they're in love with it. Moving on, HIIT, high intensity interval training. That's kind of like the CrossFit, the Orange Theories. It's basically trying to get you to get into that zone 3 with your heart rate, then give you a break and then go back to it again. And I talk about that all the time. That's the type of training that really boosts your mitochondrial function. Moving on, metabolic workouts is basically doing body weight and calisthenic type workouts in a circuit training fashion, meaning they do use some small weights, but it's basically just movements and it's full body. It's always full body. You can never have a chest day or back day or leg day. Metabolic workouts is full body, nonstop. You don't take breaks like you do in HIIT because you're not getting to that zone 3 level. You're more staying in the zone 1, zone 2. You just never stop moving with your body weight or with weights. And streaming off like that, the people who do only body weight exercises or calisthenics, like deep stretching, you could say calisthenics is like functional training as well, but those are the type of people that only do push-ups, only do pull-ups. There's no bands, no dumbbells. So it's whatever they can do. And different from metabolic workouts can use different tools and weights, but it's nonstop. Body weight and calisthenics, they can take breaks whenever they feel like it. It's just everything has to be body weight. So with all those being said, then there's the theory of what are the splits of all these? So going back to time under tension, I like doing, it's not just the techie gyms out there that the only way you can get this done. You can do time under tension for functional training and strength training on your own. Just slow it down. So instead of trying to rep out bicep curls or squats in 1 to 2 seconds, take 5 to 8 seconds to finish it. Now you're doing exactly what all these new trendy gyms are coming out with, all this machinery, and you don't have to pay all this money. You can just do it yourself. So you're getting that concentric, eccentric contraction at a slowed down pace and getting all the benefits from doing so. You can use less weight, stimulate more muscle fibers, and get more out of your workout. Then there's theories of how often to do this. So do you work out 1 day, 2 days, every day? Well, there's a theory of frequency training, which says to do every day, pretty much every day, and to do short little stints of it. So whether it's 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, pretty much anything under 20 minutes, and you never really tear down any muscle where you can't work it out the next day. And there's just enough stimulus provided to your muscle that you'll get some type of hormonal response. And these people think that the continuous flow of that hormonal response will get you better results than a complete teardown of like doing a split of like leg day or back day or chest day. So then we get into exactly that, doing splits. So if someone's coming 1 day a week, you got to do a full body. Someone's coming 2 days a week, you got to do a upper body, lower body. If you come multiple, then you start doing upper body, lower body, that kind of thing. It always comes with days off for full repair, because these type of splits, your purpose is to get a decent amount of tear down on the muscle tissue to where you're going to need the rest to come back. Moving on to the next theory, which pretty much is an umbrella for all the different types of workouts, is this theory of progressive overload. So if you're doing any of the things we mentioned, from functional training all the way down to metabolic workouts, progressive overload means that when you can, whether it be the next week, a month, to get to that next level, you need to increase the weights you're doing to achieve more results. So people like throwing out this term all the time, progressive overload. You have to do progressive overload. Well, they spit that word out so much, which is fine for someone who's starting out, and you should do this slowly and safely. But there comes a point where, what's the point of going any heavier? I'm not competing. I'm not an athlete getting paid millions of dollars. I don't want to do progressive overload. So no one talks about maintenance. Just stay where you are. Keep the results you're doing and work on your other factors of fitness, like your water, the air you breathe, the food you're putting in your mouth, and that'll get you to the next level. You don't need to keep progressive overloading until your joints are just utter dust. So with that, they're the only one I think that you can't really progressive overload is basically body weight and calisthenics. So already there, once you hit a certain point, you're at maintenance level already, because there is no other medium to bring more stimulus to your body. Your body weight is your body weight. So moving on from that, you're doing progressive overload or you're in maintenance level. That's it. Then there's the theories of, what should I be doing during the workout, whatever type of workout I pick, if I'm doing frequency training or splits in full body. Then there's, what is the style that you are doing that day? And basically it's nonstop circuit style training. And with circuit style training, you're basically blending in all your different exercises together in a way that your body still has a chance to rest. And what I mean by that is, say you're doing splits like chest and back day. So basically circuit style would be, do an exercise of chest, then move on, do an exercise of back, then move on, do maybe some triceps, and in the middle of that, maybe you need a little bit of rest and you do like a quick 2 to 4 minute walk on the treadmill. So you're basically nonstop in that zone one, zone two, unlike HIIT, where you are nonstop, but you're going full power. This is basically slowed down HIIT, but you're mixing in that cardio with it. Besides HIIT, that could work with functional training, strength training, powerlifting, metabolic workouts, everything. Then the other theory is rest and repeat, which is the old school method of bodybuilding. Pick an exercise. You're going to do 3 to 4 exercises. You're going to do 3 to 4 sets of that exercise, and you need the rest so you don't move from that machine or dumbbells until you finish all those sets with the breaks. So all that was a mouthful. What do I think is most beneficial for over 40? So let's go back to all the different types of workouts. I think weight training, strength training is hands down the best, especially for the over 40 crowd. And I'm going to add in that time under tension. If you don't want to do it every time, at least try to do it half the time. At least you give your joints a break, and you just lessen the chance of any serious muscle tissue damage from just strength training and going too hard. If you're doing time under tension and cutting the weight in half and slowing it down, there's less chance of that happening. I think powerlifting's out, and I would say one day for functional training, basically physical therapy type exercises, and one day for HIIT. And if you don't like HIIT, I would say swap that with a metabolic workout. But if you don't like HIIT, you're probably not going to like the metabolic workout either, because basically you just don't like elevating your heart rate and sweating. So if you're going to do it right and just do a HIIT. I talk about this all the time. Pick something easy. It doesn't need to be CrossFit. Just pick something easy. Burpees, push-ups, bodyweight squats. But the purpose is to get your heart rate to that zone 3 for 30 seconds. Take a break for 30 seconds and just keep repeating. You just do how many rounds you can handle. As far as body weight and calisthenics, I mean, you're doing a little bit of that during functional training. I don't really want to put a focus on that unless you don't want to spend money at a gym or buy anything. There's all these people that have great results from it. I just think it takes longer, takes more effort, and way more focus on all the other buckets that I talk about to be able to get into that single-digit body fat if that's what you're looking for. So once again, one day of functional training, one day of HIIT training, and the rest of your days, 2 to 3 days of weight / strength training. As far as what style you pick, splits, full body or upper body, lower body, or doing micro training like frequency training, I think that's up to you and your schedule. All those can fit in and play. Then we get to the umbrella of progressive overload or maintenance. You decide that. If you're on the fence and you don't really want to keep getting stronger and you're feeling like your body's getting beat up, well, first of all, look back. Are you doing time under tension? Because that'll give you more time. So you slash all your weights in half, take way more time to complete these exercises, and then you'll get to a point of progressive overloading that to where, okay, I can't take anymore. It's not worth it. Boom, you're in maintenance. And be happy with that. Now work on all your other factors of fitness. Then as far as circuit style training and rest and repeating, I call those the squatters at the gym. Pretty much if that's the only way you can do that at your gym, because there's just everyone's all over everything, it's the only way, because you don't want to lose your machine to somebody else. But I do think circuit style training, that blend of keep switching out the muscle groups that you're planning to work out that day. And if you need even more of a rest, boom, go jump on a piece of cardio for 2 to 4 minutes. Do not stop ever. That is my style. You'll get the most benefit out of that style. But like I said, you can only play with what you got at the gym. So that's all I got. Huge mouthful. I hope some of that makes sense. And if not, feel free to always shoot me an email, and I love answering questions. Or I always do a free Zoom call for everyone for 15 minutes. The link is in my show notes. All right. Thanks for listening and have a good one. If you'd like a little bit of help checking out your diet and your current routine, I'd be happy to help. I always do a free 15-minute Zoom consultation for anyone, no strings attached, just to see if I can help point you in the right direction. So if you're interested, check out the show notes. The link is at the top. Hey, everyone. I would just like to thank each and every one of you for supporting my show. My numbers over the years have just been growing and growing on this podcast. One thing that could really help me, and something you could do as a listener, would be go on to iTunes and leave me a 5-star review. Any other podcast service like Spotify and Podchaser is also great, but iTunes is really where the magic happens for us being podcasters. Thanks again, and I'll catch you on the next episode.